Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
If you got people to stop doing the wave and start chanting Imhotep at completely non-mummy-related athletic events,
here's what we're going to do. We're going to combine the two. We're going to do the wave, but we're going to say it's a sandstorm, and we're going to play Sandstorm. That is how we summon the pharaohs of old.
Imagine the first time that, like, the Bulls are playing the Hawks in Atlanta. And Billy Donovan fucking looks up and he's like, is the crowd chanting Imhotep? What the fuck is going on? Are they summoning him?
Yeah. I just want to know what 2 Chainz joins in.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till the Nets comes because Kyrie would be like, yeah, man. Ancient
yes. Wizards. Yes. I'm demanding a trade to Atlanta.
Trade to Atlantis.
Kyrie might be like, yeah, well, I used to be, you know, the reincarnation. Yeah, he's here. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I bet I could get that shit going at Harvard, Yale. Like, if I just start saying Imhotep.
Fight fiercely, Hatshepsut.
Bunch of really arch wasps just drunk on their third drink in the cold. Well, just no, because like,
they're all going to be like, fuck yeah, finally my ancient studies major pays off.
Yeah, exactly.
They probably stole all his stuff and have it in the museum somewhere on campus.
Somebody might hold up his skull. They'd be like, I have it right here.
Oh, shit. Is he coming? Fuck. I knew he was
from, like, some fucking... There has to have been some fucking war when, like, Yale invaded Egypt.
Sure.
Somebody got away with it.
Listen,
I mean, that's pretty much...
There was, like, 400 years of that, basically.
Study abroad used to be real fucked up.
Like Jay Sherman's dad on The Critic, right? He's sitting there with Imhotep's head, and he's like, I'll fight the bastard if he comes back for it! I stole it fair and square!
Pharaoh and square!
With like a bottle of gin falling out of his pocket.
Just don't do this at a child's sports game. You can't...
No,
like,
do.
No promises.
What about my nephew Imhotep? Imhotep, choke up! It's just T-ball.
My children are like, my father's so embarrassing. My kids won't be playing.
Your kid thinks you're embarrassing. They haven't seen themselves play T-ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not going to be out there. They can barely control their arms.
Well, that's not important in T-ball.
There could be pinch runners.
It's like, yeah, my children aren't going to be playing organized sports. One, because he can't control his body, and the other one because he can't control his mind. Neither one of them.
How will you escape
there.
Their dungeon?
Yeah,
do
no.
you have?
I got a spoiler for you. I'm not.
Do you have a Krang situation here?
I was going to say this sounds like a Jaeger that doesn't know what it's doing.
No, this is a disastrous Jaeger. This is like putting an 800 horsepower engine under the control of a raccoon. That's really what you would get.
Krang, krang, krang went the trolley.
Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. And if I can just extend it further, this is the internet's most accountable college football podcast because
none of us have done our taxes. What are you talking about?
Wait, that's not, you
sorry,
know,
Ryan has probably done his taxes.
Yeah, I did
Ryan,
my taxes.
God damn it.
I am almost done with my taxes.
I have not started, so I guess I'm Spencer tonight.
I'm Holly.
You look pretty today.
Thank you. You're very handsome. The we are also the most accountable.
No, I'm Spencer.
Because because when we make a mistake, we own up to it. We try to avoid making mistakes by avoiding factual statements or anything verifiable or documentable at all on this podcast. However, from time to time, we unfortunately run into facts. Ryan, take us away.
On a previous edition of this show, and I'm not going to say that I remember which one it was, we collectively said that the name of the head coach at Old Dominion was Ricky Raine. His last name is R-A-H-N-E. Previously, the offensive coordinator at Penn State and played at Cornell from Colorado. This man's name is actually Ricky Ronnie.
How you figure?
This is maybe the only several alternate people... pronunciation I would accept, because Ryan, I was prepared to tell you that you were full of shit and that I was not accepting any pronation but Ricky Raine. Ronnie's pretty good.
Several people tweeted at us to let us know that his name, and I think dropped in the Discord as well to say, actually his name is even more NASCAR than you gave him credit for, because it's Ricky Ronnie.
I disagree. I think Raine is more NASCAR here.
You think Ricky Raine is more NASCAR than Ricky Ronnie?
Yeah.
You too.
It's not R-O-N-N-Y.
Because it's a long vowel. It's not a short vowel. That's why. Right. Now, if it were Ricky Ronnie Johnson, now that's...
So I want to be clear.
This man's name was Ronnie Ricky...
Yeah.
Ron, Ricky, Ron.
Oh, God. Ricky Ronnie and his crew chief, Ronnie Ricky.
All right, well, I renew my objection, I guess, just for fun.
How you doing?
Y'all are...
Hold on.
Who is this man to decide how his name is said?
Now exactly. can I sell you on one of his sons, whose name is Ryder, and is therefore Ryder Ronnie?
Oh my God.
Yeah, but Ryder Raine.
No, Ryder Raine sounds like too...
Ryder Raine.
Sounds like too much like a white rapper.
Ryder Raine has adult film name.
Yeah, I want every NASCAR name to be that Venn diagram, that specific Venn diagram. Yeah.
Sure.
Also, again, wow. I reiterate,
naked white rappers.
It is
the
even
bat
in,
dance lends itself to this.
It is even in his ODU bio. For the past 9 years, Ronnie, parenthetical, pronounced R-O-N-N-I-E.
How on earth did he go to the Ivy League like that? Hey, what's your name? Ricky Ronnie?
It's pronounced Ronnie.
The options are not great.
Sure.
My name is Richard Ronnie. My name is Dick Ronnie.
Dick Ronnie.
Oh, man, that's Dick Ronnie.
It's better than
Dick,
better than Dick Raine.
No, it's not.
Just different.
Dickie Raine?
It's pretty rough, man. It's bad. It's bad all around, okay? Now... That is...
Now I want you to imagine a mid-Pennsylvania accent saying Ricky Ronnie.
Ricky Ronnie.
That reminds
Ronnie.
Me. Ronnie. If you are of Pittsburghian extraction and can put together a pretty solid Yinzer accent, will you please record yourself just reading? You don't have to sing. The lyrics to the Oklahoma tune Surrey with the Fringe on Top, and send those to me. It is for work. Thank you.
This is tax deductible. This is Ryder is pretty good because it does open up the possibility that Ricky Ronnie, as we're now correctly pronouncing it for the first time, named his children after every member of the Paw Patrol. That there would be a Ryder Ronnie. That there would be a Chase Ronnie.
Sure.
That there would be a Rubble Ronnie. Rubble Ronnie.
Wait, Rubble?
Rubble. A Zuma Ronnie.
Oh.
Zuma Ronnie.
You had me for like three of those.
Yeah. No, these are all...
Because Bronco Mendenhall has been here.
I'm getting to Bronco. Because that would be incredible if that's what Ricky Ronnie were doing.
Bronco galumphed so that Ricky Ronnie could rumble?
Yeah. As we all know, Bronco Mendenhall, who is already named Bronco...
Hey, Spencer, just for fun, because we've done this quiz before, make up like 8 Mendenhall kid names and see if we can guess the correct 4, because I bet we'll still get them wrong.
His first name's not Bronco.
Oh, I know. I just can't remember what it actually is.
It's Mark.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Okay, I have another. I just heard your face crumble. His full name is Mark Bronco Clay Mendenhall.
Fuck.
Yeah, Mark Bronco Clay Mendenhall. His wife, pretty normal name, Holly. Oh. And they have three sons. I'm going to list a bunch of names. Actually, I'm just going to say the three names because...
Fuck you, man.
Because I can't...
I'm just going to say the three names because I'm an ungenerous improv partner.
You two should play doubles tennis just to see what happens.
That's not even the first time that you've suggested that very thing on this show.
I'm real sorry. God. I just can't think of any names faker than these. It's hard.
You're a quitter.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Like, I'll try.
Fuck you, man. I don't want to do it.
Their names are...
He sucks.
Raider, Breaker, and Cutter. Cutter. Those C-U-T-T-E-R. Not Cutter like the Middle Eastern nation. No. That'd be pretty cool. But
hey,
no, Cutter.
Get your money, you know?
I would like to point out another name thing. Jason, are you in front of a screen? A computer?
I'm recording this on a calculator.
He's using a disc, okay. Man. What are you talking about?
You're internet capable. Idiot. No. I'm drawing this out.
Spencer, I'm not online. I've never been online.
I'm drawing this out for drama a little bit. So I need you to...
No,
people don't know how... Here's a little behind-the-scenes server. Back me up here. How we record this show, Spencer writes the full script, sends it to each of us. We record it on an analog handheld
server
recorder.
Staples it together.
And we mail it to server for assembly.
You lost me at Spencer writes the whole script.
Yes.
Actually, so here's the real deal, folks. I am sitting in between Spencer and Holly right now.
Yeah.
You're my trusty hound.
I'm in Europe.
Where you've been for 13 years.
For 38 years.
Oui, au Belgique.
I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme's forgotten son.
Jean-Claude Van Dang.
Ryan is actually not allowed to leave Belgium. Never has.
And I can't talk about it.
His son.
Don't bring it up again.
His son, Truck God. Truck God Van Damme. I want you to look up, if you would, Jason.
Me?
Look up. Yes. Look up.
Okay.
Look up Ed Orgeron's Wikipedia entry. No.
Okay.
I'm going to wait.
Do I go to wikipedia.org?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Which language do you want?
English.
Okay. Not like...
Although it
not,
could be in any...
Grumble Cajun?
The name doesn't change. And
you want me to look
actually,
it up in Gator?
You could... Let's stick to English.
Okay. Now what do you want?
I want you to look at something that I did not know until about a week ago. Look at Ed Orgeron's full name.
Doesn't really narrow it down.
What is his first name?
I'm going to read it a certain way, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eduardo. Now, you might prefer it be read Eduardo, but we're going to go with Eduardo.
We're not getting a lot of things we might prefer tonight.
Is that the Spanish Eduardo? E-D-U-A-R-D-O?
No, that's a W.
Ed Orgeron's given first name is Edward O. It is Eduardo, but spelled Edward O.
Yep.
Yeah. I've never seen that. Never.
Is the O capitalized?
I'm looking up... On the wiki, other Edward.
Does it have little apostrophes around it like Beef O'Brady's?
There's an Ed. There are other Eduardos with W's. There are others.
I mean, I guess if you're not in Spain and you want to be real, real emphatic about the Edwardian-ness of your child, this is certainly a choice.
It's not even Eduardo like Edward E A U X. Right, which would have been one way to go with it. No, they just went Edward O.
The only other Edward O I can find on Wiki is an American science scholar, PhD Carnegie Mellon. I assume that's who Kosho is named after.
Oh wait, but at what school? Where does he teach?
Where does he teach now?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, he's an emeritus professor at...
It says Indiana.
That's right. Home field magic strikes again.
Also, Demi Moore's page has an Edward O. Looks like she tried to start a pizza restaurant called Edward O's Pizza with Miley Cyrus or something. Or that was a movie or something. I don't know. Yeah. I'm learning all of this in real time.
This means he is literally Edward O.O. by nickname. Edward O.O.
Edward O.
Edward. More like Edward O.O.
Oh.
That is on point.
Yeah, it is.
Regrettably on point.
Oh, regrettably. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that gets us to what we should naturally discuss.
Is that a biplane?
No, that's a land vehicle.
Right? Cool.
Or it's an airplane that's about to become a land vehicle.
It's an airplane that is taxiing with great effort.
Cool.
Yeah, in Kennesaw, on a road. That is, you got street racing up there? Is that a thing in Kennesaw?
I mean, wherever two or more teenagers are, there is street racing.
Oh, I mean,
there are a lot of wide, ample boulevards in Kennesaw that would lend themselves pretty easily to that culture.
Yeah, because it is a thing in Atlanta, is actual Fast and Furious style street racing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not confined to one area.
Yeah, I would assume that Kennesaw is not immune to this, but like we get the chopper out here, as in like you hear engines and then you hear all hell breaking loose,
and then you hear the chopper.
Yeah,
and then you hear the police. And then you hear the ambulances. It's this whole little process.
It's also possible that just filming.
Yeah, everything's a movie.
Like,
So, when I was going to high school, it was right around the time Fast 1 was out. And man, that was a wave. Like, everyone bought in on that and decided, like, oh shit, I'm going to put 8 Nopey stickers on my car. Each one adds like 10 horsepower. And like, car magazines trading around, like, yeah, our entire parking lot high school was like nothing but Honda Civics with large mufflers. So yeah, well, that was everywhere, and
you were a family.
Doesn't really go away. Yeah,
I like people who put really loud mufflers on cars as if that will make them fast, right? Like, oh yeah, listen, dude, you hear how loud this is? That makes it at least 30 miles an hour faster.
Sure. I had a truck for a while that had like a completely broken muffler, like basically no muffler, and whatever it had on there was probably even worse than having no muffler. And like in the back of my mind, I was like, "Oh, this is fucking sick! this horrible garbage truck. it sure is loud."
Can I tell you something,
Ryan?
Something...
Did you ever put one of those on the Previa?
No, the shocks fell out of the Previa once. That was fun.
I do remember you telling us that story.
Can I share with you an alarming thing I've just learned about the first Fast and Furious movie that Jason referenced?
Oh, please do.
The studio's original plan for that film was that they were going to greenlight it. And you know what? We're going to make this a little guessing game. Can any of you tell me who the studio said they would greenlight the film if they could get this person to play the role of Dom?
I actually know this, so I'm going to set this one out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Brendan Fraser.
Great.
God, honestly, that would have been so much better.
Very good guess. Very good guess. Not correct.
Danny
but
DeVito.
Thematically, not a bad guess.
Colder guess. Spencer?
So, Brendan Fraser's a pretty good guess?
Pretty
thematically.
Pretty good.
In a manner of speaking, it's a good guess.
Okay, so thematically, it's a good guess.
Matthew Perry.
Getting somewhat closer.
Colder.
But, okay, yeah, okay. Sure. Okay.
I'm just going to make a guess for my own amusement, which is Andrew Shue.
Nev Campbell.
It's a little late for Andrew Shue.
I know. It's the idea of Andrew
Shue.
I'll
give you one more clue here. It's somebody who was in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh,
Nicolas
no.
Nicolas Cage?
No.
No, it is not Nicolas Cage.
Oh, it's not Nick. Oh, no. Who is it then?
Timothy Oliphant.
Damn.
Yep.
That might have worked.
That's a very different movie, to be clear.
Yes. It's and also
a
much
different movie.
Also probably a much shorter beef with The Rock, because I got a feeling that's only ending one way.
Yeah.
No offense to Tim Ophant.
And in this alternate universe, we get Vin Diesel putting on his best Kentucky accent for Justified, for every season of Justified.
And have some ribs.
And have some ribs.
That's all.
We dug coal together.
Oh, Jesus. Now I'm upset again.
That's why we justified.
Vin Diesel's voice is so weird.
You know, it started in Miami.
It's true. Did.
Justified does start in Miami.
Oh, God. I do wish, by the way, that we approached physical fitness like high schoolers approach making their cars faster, which is just to be louder. Like if you just walked around yelling all the time.
A lot of people do this. put certain logos on your body and make a lot of noise. That is like 30% of fitness.
Dude, you're sounding ripped.
Dude, you sound like you're having a horrible time.
Sound jacked.
Oh, bro, that was fucking sick. You sound dead.
Yeah.
You're in such great shape.
You've been working out? Yeah!
Bro, I can hear you from outside. That was sick.
Oh, look at that body. I've lost 30 pounds! No, you haven't. I sound like it!
Wait, what?
This past Easter, by the way, I hope you all had a magnificent Easter, because...
No, I didn't.
Man, it was the second Easter of quarantine. It was exactly the same as the first one.
There was more sugar for the 4-year-old.
How'd that go for you?
Real bad.
Because we didn't find out. Is there a hangover still?
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad because at the end of the night, she was so... So we found out after dinner that she had been sneaking into her room and eating every bit of her Easter candy and then bringing the egg back to the basket so we wouldn't think anything was amiss.
Smart.
And then... She crashed from the sugar high so badly that she made my wife hug her. And she was like, I'm hot and I'm cold and I'm so tired.
That was me the whole day after getting the vaccine. So right there with her.
Yeah.
That's a really good description of eating too much candy, though. Yeah. When you're just messed up, like as a kid, you're just emotionally unstable and your body doesn't know what temperature to be and... You just kind of feel like you're rolling on glass. Yeah, I feel this.
Anyway, what about Easter?
That we all celebrate it differently. Which
some people don't celebrate it at all.
Yeah, I don't. You know, like for me it was like discount cupcakes. You know, discount cupcakes and a couple of chocolate bunnies that were kind of haphazardly passed out to the kids.
That's called celebrating, sir.
Oh, then I celebrated Easter.
See?
I did. You know, that and enjoying outstanding Jesus, the outstanding comeback Jesus memes. There's no Jesus that is more appealing or funny to me than comeback Jesus, than rolling the stone back Jesus, than stepping out and playing solo from Freebird Jesus. That's my favorite Jesus is... The Undertaker popping up to win the match. Jesus. That's what social media on Easter is great for. Is for stuff like that. But yeah. that's not how everyone celebrates. Because there is a church somewhere in South Carolina that celebrated a little differently. And I don't know exactly where it is, so I'm just going to call it Clemson Church. We can discuss the finer points of Clemson Church. But Clemson Church is different. Because there is a photo. This is from Twitter user Will Currys. If you think you're serious about football, I'm at an Easter service in upstate South Carolina talking about the importance of commitment and running through some 2021 Clemson decommits. And there's a picture. Anyone care to describe the picture?
The picture is on the Humbletron of a young man wearing a Clemson headband with his arm held in front of his face, on which is a tiger tattoo. And you can see a few people in the congregation there before him.
Is that what you call it, by the way, the Humbletron?
That term has been used, yes.
Really?
Sure. I doubt the pastor would like to call that. Humbletron, that's a term in the from the genre of like calling a megachurch Six Flags over Jesus. It's not a church-approved term.
I like it though. Do you think the pastor watches like sports on that when no one's looking? Like, you might as well, right?
There are everybody come, we're gonna watch the Super Bowl together. Like, they do stuff like that, and like we're gonna change channel during the beer ads, and like we're not the praise band's gonna play instead of the halftime in case there's a boob falling out. Like, yeah, they put sports on there. sports.
I would like to say the seats at this church, much more comfortable than any church seats I have ever sat in.
Oh yeah, man. Y'all got the hardwood pews.
Garbage.
Yeah, Protestants are lazy. Delicate. Need a lot of cushion.
got a lot of sacroiliac issues.
Yeah, well, and we rearrange stuff a lot, you know? Like, you need a nice mobile seating.
Yeah, Catholics are pretty staunchly against, like, the idea of church being fun.
Yeah, that bench has been there for 100 years.
Like, it took Catholics a long time to be like, fine, we'll do it in the language you understand. Fine, you big stupid baby. You whined enough, and now we'll do it. We won't do it in Latin.
Listen, my priest growing up didn't want padding on the kneelers.
Yeah.
That was a thing. Like, somebody, you know, people would write in, like, can we get some padding on the kneelers?
No!
They're like, did Jesus have padding?
I don't know. On the cross? Wasn't there.
Like, I don't know.
Right. I like the Catholics finally doing more than one language, whereas we're like, bro, we're making up languages. Y'all gotta catch up.
Remix. These are very cushy seats, yeah. But do you think like the priest ever fires up like the PlayStation on that thing? I mean, not the priest, the reverend. the prayer leader.
The priest sneaking over to play PlayStation.
Video
games,
I
would.
in like the church nursery, very much a thing for at least a decade or two now. So absolutely, they will bring in the Switch, and yeah, that's happened, guaranteed.
Because it's God's house, but I got the key, and He put me here in this moment. So why don't I play Yakuza on this?
A youth group lock-in somebody's put porn on that thing at a youth group lock-in.
Yeah, that's happened, right?
Yes. How can you know what video games are corrupt unless you try them?
Sure.
Pretty sure this Grand Theft Auto 5 game is not church approved, but let's keep going.
I don't know. It's about, you know, helping others.
That is, there's a trinity. There's three main characters.
Yep. And it's, you know what? Grand Theft Auto
probably
5.
Had the same attitude towards moneylenders as the Christ.
See?
Yeah.
And it's not about following man's law, is it?
Can I tell y'all about wing clips?
Sorry, what?
Now, what would you guess wing clips is?
Is it a video game?
No.
I would bet
it's a website.
I was going to be like barbershop / wing joint.
Ooh. I think it's a business model is what I'm hearing.
All right. As soon as they fail to renew this website, we are going into that. Wing clips is movie clips that are pulled into a database online for pastors to download and to post on the Humbletron using as, hey, watch this scene. That was kind of like Jesus, right? Now, the list of films on here, you would think it's like, oh, it's got to be just the Passion of the Christ and whatnot and so forth. But like, this was brought into the VBS Discord room. There are 5 Fast and Furious movies on here.
Wow. Yes.
Yes, Fast Five. Yes, Tokyo Drift. Now let's look at the
Jesus.
Fast Five scenes, remembering your father scene and the I'm pregnant scene. Mm-hmm. And it's not tagged abortion, the I'm pregnant scene, so that's good. The good in the sense of, I guess we won't be talking about that. American Gangster's on here. Battleship, Billy Madison, Bone Collector.
Oh, we got to talk about
movies,
Battleship.
Not three Bourne movies. Okay. Yeah, man. Like, what a website. Yeah, Happy Gilmore. Meet Joe Black. Nacho Libre. Yeah, man. Like, wingclips.com. You can watch movies for Jesus.
What Battleship clip is on there?
Let's find out.
I watched Battleship very recently at like 2 in the morning. And I have some thoughts.
There are 4 clips from Battleship on here. there's one about soccer, a dazed and injured Alex Hopper insists on kicking the free kick. So that's like, oh shit, it's tagged with arrogance, confidence, foolishness, pride, stubborn, losing, competition, conceit, and ego. This guy sucks. So if you're a pastor, you can download this 2-minute clip and say, I guess watch this asshole fuck up this soccer kick in the movie Battleship, and then don't be like that guy.
And then you're a better pastor. Is the movie Hard Boiled by John Woo on there? Because remember...
Do you have anything in an old boy?
Yeah,
is really? Bubba Hotep on there?
Yeah.
Like, every movie you throw out, I'm like, maybe.
Wait. This is the
Hellboy
one I
2,
to,
but not this, Hellboy 1.
This is the one I want you to look up. I think it's...
Inglourious Bastards, of course.
The one I am curious about is... The Scorpion King.
Yes.
No.
Negative.
Oh! It
would appear right below Scent of a Woman, but it does not. Shaun of the Dead. Can I interest you in Shrek?
Yeah.
Shrek has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 godly scenes on here.
Sure.
Shrek is extraordinarily Christ-like. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's friendship, yeah. Rescue, friendship, man, forgiveness.
When I think about Christ parables, I definitely think about Shrek first.
Are you telling me this is the...
Not Shrek the Third?
Yeah. This is the pastor version of, I'm tired, so I'm going to play a movie today in class?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Pastors get tired. They got to do like 9 jobs.
Sure. Right.
And they work like 35 hours every Sunday.
Right.
Yeah. They should put on more movies.
Okay. All right.
Hey everybody, we're gonna watch. We're gonna
not
watch
Scorpion
Lego.
King,
we're gonna watch
apparently.
Lego. Yeah,
we're gonna watch Narnia again.
Yep.
We're gonna watch Lego Batman.
Sure.
We're gonna watch Mean Girls again.
Again.
What are the Mean Girls scenes?
That is my favorite.
The Burn Book is in here. That's gossip. That's accountability.
They get to say "fugly slut" in church.
Sure.
That's cool.
There's curses in the Bible.
Yeah, that's cool.
Jesus cursed.
Is Terminator 2 on here?
Yeah, Jesus said, "You pit of vipers." And that was some hard shit back then.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, there's no telling what the actual word is for that, right? He could
well,
be
he
saying
said, He said you're a pit of vipers, but I mean, that's a big fucking deal. Because like back then, to be called that shit.
Not just a snake, but a snake hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. T2, is that what you said, Ryan?
Yeah.
No, sorry. The entire Terminator universe is not here. Probably because it happens after the rapture.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that canon?
You know, my entire childhood, I was told that it was canon. Any minute now.
Huh. I'd never thought of that, but yeah. Are any of the Mad Max movies on there?
I wish they're not.
Yeah, that's just because they're Australian. Be. That's the only reason they're not on there.
Yeah, it's unholy, mate.
It's like, they're not from our nomination.
Why do I see just going to church in Australia and they're still just dropping the C word left and right?
Oh, wait.
During services?
The Mummy is on here. Not
the original. What? The Mummy, sure.
Yeah, as well as the Mummy Returns.
Well, sure, because he came back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, Brendan Fraser, a godly man.
Also, the Mummy Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. I don't know if I've ever even heard of that one.
Is that the is that a direct-to-video one?
I don't know.
That
sounds like a VOD, yeah.
Or is that the Tom Cruise? No, the Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise
would
probably
called
sue.
Shmummy.
Wait, is
I think
this
Tom
is
Cruise
a lady
would
mummy.
Sue this website for.
Is Days of Thunder on here?
Shit. not. I will say not yet. It would appear directly under Dallas Buyers Club, and I do not want to know what preachers have to say about Dallas
wow.
Buyers Club.
That's,
yeah. Oh. Wow. I'm still just amazed that Hard Boiled's not on there because John Woo has said. The inspiration for all of his gun violence epics is the story of Jesus Christ.
They do not have Goodfellas, but they do have Casino. Well, that's fucked up.
That would be great if they were just like, yeah, no, sorry. The scenes with Joe Pesci are badass. This has nothing to do with church.
This is what happens when you gamble.
There's an anti-gambling scene, a pro-marriage scene, and a scene about trust.
I promise you, there is not a pro-marriage scene in Casino.
No! that is a drastic misinterpretation of Casino.
Ace proposes to a reluctant Ginger who needs to be reassured that she will be taken care of financially.
Yep.
No!
And then it all goes great.
Yeah, that, I mean, I'm seeing that spun in like paternalistic ways.
I feel like these good fellows could have been better fellows.
That's like saying that Goodfellas contains an inspiring scene about a man and a woman starting a business together.
Hey, that there. Is true, though. But that part is true.
Listen,
we're not so different, you and I.
Teens everywhere. Folks are talking about Goodfellas. I think it's time we talk about Godfellas.
Let's talk about the best fella.
The entire Back to Future trilogy is on here.
Sure.
I got a great fella in mind.
The whole Back to the Future trilogy.
What
nope,
does...
No Bug's Life, but Ants made the cut.
That is devastating. Wow. Holy
are there
shit,
any,
that
wait,
is
are
a
there,
statement.
Are there any crushing. Disney films on here? Is that like a Disney thing?
Field of Dreams.
Do we have Toy Story? See, I bet there are no Disney films at all.
Is RoboCop on there, because that's an inspiring tale of resurrection?
Sure, that's true.
There is not a lot of Disney on here. So,
you know,
there
you
were,
know,
much
like,
every,
much like
so,
the robotic officer, you too have a prime directive.
Every few years there is a boycott Disney thing. I can't even remember what they all were, but that was a poignant question, right? Because there is a lack of Disney on here.
Because that's the only way you get ants.
Speaking of monkeys,
wait,
go ahead.
Is any of the Lethal Weapon series on there?
No, sir, because no weapon formed against us will prosper.
Oh boy,
Riggs!
Riggs.
Spencer, don't.
And also, God's never too old for this shit.
Yeah, do you know whose diplomatic immunity cannot be revoked? Holy spirits.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that thing crosses borders like crazy.
Boy.
Hey, speaking of mummies, can I talk about another site that I took in over the weekend?
Please. Sure.
Which was, did y'all happen to see the parade in Cairo?
No.
This is in a CBS News story headlined, Mummies on the Move. It's not as cool as you think, but it's pretty cool. The Egyptian Museum currently houses a number of mummies that are being moved to a different museum, like the National Museum of Egyptian Civilization, I think it's called. And they had to move 22 former kings and queens of Egypt through Cairo. So... in America, I feel like this would be accomplished with like an armed caravan that would then be heisted. But in Egypt, they threw a parade.
Hell yes.
All of the mummies had their own little parade floats that kind of looked like they kind of looked like aquatic vehicles. You know those like boat
they
looking
look like
cars?
They look like duck boats.
Yeah. There are dudes dressed in ancient Egyptian garb riding actual chariots through the streets. And I was delighting in this online when I saw a suggestion from longtime reader Bare Naked Hades, who said, we should do this for President's Day. And now it's all I can think about.
We know where they all are.
We know where they all are. Some of them have some shit to answer for, and we should just shuffle them up once a year.
Entertain this.
Nothing good happens on President's Day. Let's spit on Andrew Jackson. I would appreciate, for one, a yearly check to make sure that Andrew Jackson remains dead.
How many pharaohs? How many pharaohs?
22.
So could we zoom out and get the all 22 when they're parading down the street?
Boom!
You've been watching the film? Have you seen all the pharaohs?
Did you see the way Ramesses took that corner? Got it.
Mobility. That guy's just an athlete. Pure, natural athlete. I would love to do this with presidents, because imagine how exciting it would be to just sit there and chant after your favorite one. Abe.
Part about this is that in the thing Holly is describing, all of the pharaohs were together, all of the mummies were together and had to be moved as one. But you're talking about
like an Olympic torch style situation to rotate the presidents around the country.
Millard Fillmore, I have the list here. Wikipedia has literally everything. Millard Fillmore is buried in Buffalo, New York. We have Benjamin Harrison is buried in Indianapolis. Herbert Hoover is buried in Iowa.
Oh, sorry, Iowa.
LBJ's in Texas. Richard Nixon's in California, as is Ronald Reagan. So, like, picture, like...
Okay, the California parades are going to be festive.
I thought we were all meeting somewhere. Yeah. I thought it was going to be, like...
Yeah, we're doing one parade. We are getting the gang back together.
Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're doing. We're doing a race. Everybody, like, each president gets a team.
Like a scavenger hunt? Like first person to dig up a president?
That could work, too,
actually. Like Cannonball Run.
Yeah, yeah. We say, all right, here's first person to make it to Sault Ste. Marie. All right, here you go.
Everybody's taking odds. Who's getting there first? I need everybody pick one, because I've got my pick, and I'm going to lead with it.
Van Buren.
Are they starting from the same place?
Are they starting from wherever they're buried, and let's say they have to get to
Canada.
They have to get to Vancouver.
Okay, my money wherever you're taking them is on Nixon, because he's going to cheat.
Sure,
we're all going to cheat. Yeah. He's just going to be terrible at it.
Nixon's just going to be flagrant, right? Like, Nixon's, we're just...
Yeah, but the ones who are flagrant and make it sound reasonable are scarier, like Woodrow Wilson, right?
There's also probably a lot of Nixon left, like George Washington. Look, all I'm saying is you could probably get George Washington in a Ziploc bag at this point.
But George Washington, no, because George Washington is made of wood, remember?
That's true. When he died, George Washington was at least 94% wood.
Yeah, because every time a part fell off, they replaced it with wood. And eventually, he's like the Iron Giant, but wood.
Yeah, he also owned slaves.
Yeah, he was just a Jaeger made of, like, oak.
A racist wood Jaeger, yeah.
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 But, like, you know, some of these old presidents, it's just like, all right, there he is. Like, put him in the Pez dispenser. Let's go.
I mean, like, Thomas Jefferson, you just, like, open his casket and the fucking, like, the dust particles, they'll just blow there.
That's
how,
true.
How yeah, can like, you prove he's not there?
I mean, yeah. Martin Van Buren was, like, 98 pounds anyway and mostly made of alcohol. He could probably fit in a matchbook.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a bad job preserving our presidents, didn't we? Somebody tried to steal Washington's skull, right?
Why was it Nick Cage?
No, Ryan, that's not information that I had to hand. Please go on.
I really thought this was a thing you guys knew. Okay, let me
No.
So
I'm flattered that you thought that was something we would
get
know.
Get your source together, and then while you're doing that...
Let me say
emphatically, I feel this. If somebody told me right now, they're like, hey, we're going to go steal Washington's skull, I'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
So George Washington is buried in Mount Vernon. And in 1830, a disgruntled employee of Washington's descendants, who had just been fired by the proprietor, decided he was going to break into the Washington family crypt to steal George Washington's skull.
You quit your job in a badass fashion.
That's right. But here's the thing. Crypts, especially ones like this one, which are not, like, at the time had not, like, been kept up that well, are, they're just sort of like piles of bodies they can turn into. So he accidentally
took... I hate when that happens.
He accidentally took somebody else's skull. The in-laws of George Washington's nephew. He took one of their skulls. And according to this, what contributed to his confusion was that some 20 members of the Washington family and their relatives had been placed in the crypt, but many of their cottons had since rotted through, meaning human skeletons lay littered on the ground.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're Valley Forging it, y'all.
Because here's the other thing. When you go into a crypt, the bodies aren't labeled anymore, are they? It's really just a guessing game. And this is the worst version of that suitcase show
is worst than
Howie
we
Mandel.
Want here?
That
sounds terrific.
There's no banker to give you a counter offer. But yeah. So that's how somebody tried to steal George Washington's skull and only was foiled by the fact that there were too many skulls to choose from.
Did they just find him sitting there bewildered amongst a heap of skulls, or did
he's
he
there
abscond
to this day?
With a different skull?
It is unclear what happened to this person or to the skull that was stolen.
Wow.
Can I just let me, this plot is like, they made Hamilton, right? This is a way better musical.
No, nobody made Hamilton.
Did George Washington become Ghost Rider because of this?
Yes.
Sick.
You know, him and Nicolas Cage do not have dissimilar profiles.
Sure.
Nicolas Cage probably also made of a number of inhuman materials at this time.
A movie where Nicolas Cage time travels as George Washington to come back and steal his own skull.
In college, I wrote a comic book about the founding fathers as all having very strange and not extremely useful powers, like Andrew Jackson could whittle time.
Yeah.
Whittle?
Whittle.
Huh.
It's a long story. It's not a long story. It's a comic book. You know what I'm going to do in this parade, though?
What?
I'm going to go dig up Ben Franklin and William Jennings Bryan and crash the shit.
WJB's finally here.
Should have been us, fuckos.
He's finally part of the party.
It should not have been William Jennings Bryan, who also sucked.
What would one even do with Washington's skull?
Party? Drink out of it?
That's
fair. Yeah, that's the first thing you do.
I mean, what? You say skull, I say Stanley Cup, right?
Yeah.
I'm serving queso in it.
Could you do like seances and be like, you know, bring it back and like, look at this mess. This is all your fault.
It only summons John Adams, though, to make fun of him.
Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah.
Then it summons Abigail Adams to be like, John.
Like, what's the most patriotic thing I can do with it? It's probably, like, drinking beer.
Fireworks.
It's probably, like, take it to Dave and Buster's. Like, let him see what he's missing.
The most patriotic thing you can do with it, I regret to say, is go skeet shooting with George Washington's skull.
That's right. Yeah.
Pull!
Just go to the dentist.
Talk to it.
Just go to the dentist office. And
put it
like,
on the head of a beloved pet. Yeah. Ask it for advice.
Take it to the originalists on the Supreme Court and be like, listen to this head speak.
Oh, man. You know how many societies in the history of humanity, like, this was the answer, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is the 10th justice.
Do not ask the ghost of George Washington if he's just a talk boy and a skull. How dare you?
No, you gave me a great idea. I'm just going to take a random skull to the Supreme Court and tell him it's Scalia's. Hey, y'all, I went to hell and got this.
So,
where
like,
he is.
Whatever skull you
dead.
Put there, there's going to, like, immediately, a secret society is going to develop, and, like, 10 other guys are going to say, you know, they're going to compete to be the one who speaks for the skull, and, like, it's going to be.
Excuse
you
me.
You gotta treat
I have
like
the talking cigar.
You got to treat skull. It like a, you got to treat it like a class pet. Everybody gets a turn to take it home just for a weekend.
Weirdly enough, you could appear with the skull of George Washington in the Supreme Court, and Clarence Thomas still wouldn't ask any questions. He'd be like, sure.
He's a little distracted because the Nebraska Cornhuskers are in the news because he mentioned them.
we should probably share that other bit of information that we learned
like,
this week.
That man's asked like two questions lifetime on the Supreme Court. Like two. Like dude
the
never
only,
talks.
The only thing he said in his 80 years on the Supreme Court is, Ohio State and Alabama, they're kind of like Nebraska, huh? And then he just never heard from again. Because it was from the NIL, whatever, or I don't know, some whatever. He's a Huskers fan, and he just wanted
what
to
did these guys
list
do
his
before?
Huskers
Angry
alongside
Birds.
Good teams.
He just wanted to put it in the record, right? Dude who never says anything at the Supreme Court. Just wanted to be like elite teams like Alabama, Ohio State, and Nebraska. Yeah, that's in the record. It's in there. It's forever.
On Scott Frost Day, no less. That's now a federal holiday.
New federal holiday. That's right.
didn't say anything. By the way, NCAA in that case got their ass cheeks handed to them on a plate repeatedly. I know that has no impact on what the actual decision in Alston v. NCAA is, but for a solid morning for 2 hours, the finest legal minds in this nation talked on Twitter about what the Supreme Court justices were saying about the NCAA, and it was deeply unkind.
It happens like, every few years. The NCAA gets in real court, and like, real court, there's this moment, and you know, these things will last for a day or a week or whatever, like, there are these moments when people, you get the sense that the judges are looking around like, are you shitting me? This is real? This has been happening for how long? Am I missing something?
you have guys on that court, and they're guys, and one girl, who believe that a fence post has more rights than a person, right? Like, people for whom, like, there's no such thing as human rights, there's only property rights. Right, like,
and my husband's rights. If I'm at Lady ACB,
yes,
associate handmaiden.
So there are people in the court who believe that, and even those people were looking at the NCAA, going, "So your business model is to take money and to keep it, and to not pay the people who made it." Right, right. Yes, that's what we're telling you. And they're like,
"And why do you fuck up?" And then they're like, "And why do you do this?" And again, people who have argued before the Supreme Court multiple times had to get there, and it's not their fault.
Who had months to prepare this argument.
But
it's just that there's not a better argument.
Yes, and it's the one that they've been given by their clients. They had to, when they had to be asked, like, well, why is it this way? They had to stand there as grown adults being serious and say, because people like the football better when the players don't make any money.
That's what they said. That's on the record.
That's what they always say. They say either that, or they say, well, you know, if we blah, 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 then Alabama and Ohio State would be too good for everyone. And then, you know, Clarence Thomas says, and Nebraska.
All the good players would go to Alabama and Nebraska.
And Nebraska, yeah, also.
Right. Yep. Clarence Thomas is like, do you have any rationale for this? And Clarence Thomas is like, I need a powerful rationale. One as powerful as the rushing attack employed by Tom Osborne and well over 20 Nebraska Cornhuskers teams who in 2 decades never lost more than 2 games and always won at least 9.
Has Clarence Thomas not spoken since 1998 for exactly this reason? 1997, 97, excuse me. But he just whirs to life like,
can we make things how they were in 1997? No, then I return to my slumber.
I would like to give Nebraska a lot of credit for doing nothing of note in this or any recent football season, but coming up in conversation with such a like regularity and forcefulness. I think if Nebraska had a time machine, they would go back to Lincoln's assassination, and rather than stop it, they would say, John Wilkes Booth, right after you say Six Semper Tyrannis, can you release this red balloon? That would be great. Thank you.
Just Clarence.
Just one more thing they have in common with Pennywise, the dancing clown.
But going back to that, is everything in Clarence Thomas's life 1997? Like, does he wake up every morning? He's like, this is how we do.
We did learn this week via a media colleague that it is generally accepted that Clarence Thomas has several burner accounts on paid Nebraska football boards. So that's probably what he's been doing this entire time.
Did he AstroTurf the entire Big Ten season into existence?
Man, maybe. It's not like he's been doing any work.
Yeah. No, he's just sitting there. Clarence, do you have any questions? And he's like busily concluding something on Huskers Max, like a thread, right? He's like, no. This guy, just execute him. I vote execute. It's fine.
How do I turn this thing down while the dog barks?
Just let it ride.
Is it the big knob or okay? Just nobody
let
cares.
Let it ride.
Yeah.
Well, all right. This is everyone. This is Solo. Meet Solo.
What's up, is that Solo? The new edition?
It's the big guy.
It's the big fellow. What kind of dog are we looking at here with Solo?
It's a dog.
He's a really big beagle and whatever else. So he's a big fucking idiot.
Oh yeah, big hound.
Wait, is this the one that Emily thinks is half Saint Bernard?
Yeah. And excellent. Half something stupid.
And same, so half Saint Bernard.
Yeah, yeah.
Not known for the intellect.
He's a Saint Bernard who doesn't slobber. That's all we got going for us.
You don't get don't get a dog to wander out in the snow with a barrel of whiskey around its neck if it's smart. It's just not.
I have a co-host tonight in the form of Betty, who ate a remote control yesterday. So we're covering ourselves in glory in the full cast pet department.
Hounds, very loving.
They like That's, stuff.
They do like stuff. They really do. Yeah, I can't believe we've discussed Nebraska this much, but I kind
it's,
of enjoy
it's
it.
But they have to them. Like it. It's yeah. great for them, man.
Can we start calling them America's Most Talked About Brand? America's yeah. Most Talked About Brand.
Spencer, who won the Pac-12 this year?
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with that. Didn't USC win the Pac-12?
Nope.
I forgot.
Oh my God. No. Keep guessing. Spencer, keep guessing.
No, because
keep guessing.
Did USC blew the Pac-12 championship?
Keep
game.
Guessing, and we will tell you when you have got it right. This is great.
Oh man, it was Oregon.
Are you yes, sure?
Yeah, it was Oregon.
They didn't win their division, yeah. Spencer.
Yeah, that was the fun part. They didn't win their
okay.
division.
Okay, we're good.
They ended up winning the Pac-12. Yeah. Okay. I'm straight again. Whew. Also, they could have fired Clay Helton for that, but again,
who?
How are you going to find him? Can't fire somebody you can't find.
Listen, I think we also learned in the last week that USC has some security problems, broadly speaking. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you got this.
I think this was according to Scott Wolf, if memory yep. serves. Which is always confusing because it's like, why is the guy from Party of Five an AP voter, but it's not him, even though that would be awesome, and he's also in Double Dragon, whatever. Apparently... somebody, the way he phrases it makes it sound like it's not even a student at USC, it's just a person in LA more broadly, walked into practice, put on like a full uniform, pads and helmet and everything, started returning punts, allegedly like wanted to be a walk-on, but again, the story doesn't really make it clear like, oh, this was somebody who could have done that and was allowed to do this for like some unknown amount of time before somebody was like, wait a second, he's not on the team. And I can only like, does that mean he did super well or super poorly?
I think it probably means he did super poorly. Cause...
we're not alone in our reaction of, wait, you can do that?
Yeah.
I mean, what, this is...
how long do you think you get away with just doing fair catches?
Probably not that long in my case.
Like if you're executing them successfully,
sure.
I think you could probably make it through half a day. I think it's when you get to like some sort of meeting or some sort of assembly that things are going to start to turn on you.
But if you're like, I'm very shy, I'm just really good.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Should have grabbed a helmet with a visor. That
coach, I got my helmet on because yep. you don't got to get ready if you stay ready. You sure. got to get ready to fair catch if you stay ready to fair catch.
Dress for the job you want.
The Logan Gray
of USC.
What if he had just, like, ran over and sacked Keenan Slovis? Like, would anybody have done anything or would have they just been like, wow, great hit?
Dude, he could have had anything. He could have had, like, a vial of anthrax. He could have had a rabid dog under that jersey.
Wow.
He just got into practice, man.
Are you suggesting he didn't want it enough?
Yes. That is exactly what I am suggesting. I'm also suggesting that like, this is... because I know there have been two special guests at USC punt return. One is this guy. And the second is Johnny Knoxville. Who, if you remember for the show Jackass, put on the uniform of what... SEC school, that is correct, the Tennessee Volunteers, and returned live punts at USC practice.
Doesn't even go here.
Got cracked. Just got a nut. That is, in case you wonder how loose things were under Pete Carroll at USC, he let a complete amateur out there under live fire on a punt return on camera for a very popular cable television show. He just let him do it.
So maybe this was a YouTuber then.
It might be. We wouldn't know until posted. But yeah, might be a YouTuber. Might be Pete Carroll. Who knows? Pete Carroll's like, yeah, I'm starting a YouTube channel. Hey, YouTube, what's up? It's Pete Carroll. I got pranks.
Hey, Pete, it's
I got
not
pranks
gonna...
and I got theories.
Pete, it's not going to be about conspiracies. Oh, it's definitely going to be about conspiracies. Believe me.
Yeah, you can post anything on YouTube. Pete's
That's
good.
Right. Pete Carroll actually would do great on YouTube for reasons that are not great.
Man, actually, this is totally true. He'd be an incredible YouTuber.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, I'm Logan Paul from the future.
Oh, Logan boy. Paul's run.
God, I didn't realize it, but yeah, Pete Carroll was a YouTuber before YouTubers really existed. He's got conspiracy theories. He's got like weird pranks, including pranks that are kind of inappropriate. Remember, he did have Lendell White throw a fake version of himself off of a
parking
garage.
Building, yeah.
He's got suspiciously good fitness.
Yeah.
Hey,
if
anybody who works on production at Wheel of Fortune is listening, and I assume that's probably true, can you please do a before and after at some point that is Logan Paul Giamatti? Thank you.
If that comes up, we're at the top of the show.
Yep. We'll end the show. Yes.
We'll end the show. If you do.
Oh, finally released. Finally released from our torment.
Yeah.
We'll be free.
Fucked up Rumpelstiltskin this is.
Thank you, Wheel of Fortune. You did it.
Thank you, Logan Paul Giamatti. The form of the Destructor has come.
This show is yours now, sir.
Oh, yeah, please do. God. Wait,
how many views is that going to do? Billions.
Billions. Hey, YouTube, Pete Carroll here.
What's up, sluts? Yeah. That part's Giamatti. That part's definitely Giamatti.
Hey, here on you know, Carroll's Garden YouTube channel, we've always sought to be inclusive and be respectful. The Pete Carroll apology video, that's...
It turns out that we're bad at those things, too.
Yeah, we're absolutely terrible.
We're sorry we're sorry to anyone who was offended, but not anyone who was challenged.
I'm sorry we did that inappropriate video in the Suicide Forest. Fight on. Go off.
God.
Best part is you're not making that up. Like, you're
no.
Not,
no,
you're
no.
Not at all. No. Hey, guys, got an idea for a video. What is it? Suicide Forest. Sick. Sick. So, I think it's important, by the way, when we're talking about making an investment.
Oh, right. God, I was going to say, is this? Is he trying to get there? Boy.
What no, is it? Hang on a second. What are we?
This is the worst promposal.
What
I've
was
ever
the
heard.
Move from investing to one thing to what? Like, where was the okay. investment in the Pete Carroll YouTube?
Well, you
story?
Need to consider. Well, you need to consider one where you're.
You could. I even gave you a line with billions. I fed you an alley oop and you dropped the ball.
Listener, if you've ever wondered what's it like to edit Spencer Hall, now you know.
I wanted to talk about. We've talked about the Pac-12 tonight. We talked about the Big 12. We've talked about.
Do you think he's going to remember
this still
that
a segue?
It is.
No.
It is.
No.
I wanted to get to the most Midwestern human being ever. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Who turns out was.
Wait. Are you doing the ad read or not?
Just let him
you
roam.
Forgot the ad read.
Fuck me.
Let the big bear roam.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, give me a home where I can't hear your face. sorry,
so
what?
So Marty Tibbetts was.
So when you're investing in the Midwest.
Was the CEO of Clementine Live Answering Service. He's a businessman in Michigan. All right. Respectful
is there
guy.
Any other kind?
Scholars. There's scholars. I'm in the business of knowledge.
Well, this man, he was a Renaissance man because not only was he a businessman, but he was into aviation. And turns out he was into something well. He was into aviation for a reason. He was into...
Yeah, he definitely forgot the ad read.
He was into travel for a reason, okay? Because, first of all, Marty Tibbetts died in a fighter jet crash, and he died one of the most Midwestern deaths I have ever heard of because he was flying a vintage fighter,
and he crashed into a dairy barn in Wisconsin.
God, and yes.
As if bury, that
me in, bury me in the dairy barn.
As if that were like Big Ten enough, he took 50 cows with him, like a pharaoh.
Oh. What the cows do?
They're coming with me to the afterlife. You're rolling with me. The most Michigan man death I can think of. What'd you do? I crashed a vintage jet into a dairy barn.
Charon's like, oh god, I gotta get a bigger boat. God damn it.
You're getting milk all in my river. This is disgusting. It's gonna smell like this for 1,000 years.
The cows are like, what?
Charon's like, is that a jet ski?
Did you have to bring 50 of them? You're damn right I did.
I always heard that you can't take it with you, but this is reassuring in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know if you were going to have good milk over here, so I brought it with me. Don't need that processed stuff. Poor cows are just clueless going along with this. It turns out, by the way, this dude, his timing's immaculate because the feds were moving in. He was part of his life story is part of a federal indictment against another guy who was a leader of a worldwide drug ring. Turns out this guy was financing it, funneling money through Illy Didani. And one of the ways in which they were selling cocaine in 15 countries. So that's international business, y'all. One of the ways in which he was doing it was they were working on the torpedo, a remote-controlled submarine that would attach to the hulls of cargo ships via, and I am using the words of the article, strong magnets.
Wow.
Tiny donkeys.
Tiny donkeys.
So they're blasting magnets. Cocaine through the ocean with magnets to other boats?
Yeah. They were just like, Jack, they take this metal tube, fill it with cocaine, and just stick it to the side of a ship and let it do the work. It's brilliant. And then they would detach it, and a fishing boat would pick up this tube full of coke. Oh, absolutely, absolutely inspiring. It's like the most Big Ten story ever.
There's a whole Wikipedia page on Narco Submarine. And I highly encourage you to read it on a work computer because
it's so close to Necro Submarine.
It's true.
Oh, that'd be squishy.
The one that the Army of the Dead rode in in Return of the King.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, that's
Spencer, was that about investing?
It is now, because I was going to say that, you know, a cocaine submarine is one way to build your retirement portfolio, but I think
well, how are you
going to
buy a
it?
Cocaine submarine in the first place if you do not stash away some funds?
Yeah,
my path to owning my own undead cocaine submarine is I'm using the Acorns app with promo
the Acorns code app.
Fullcast.
What's that?
Well, with a promo code Fullcast, I'm getting $5, which already that is more progress toward my zombie cocaine submarine than I had previously. And not just that, but I can also set it so that every time I buy something, say, a wetsuit in case I fall out of the submarine, scuba gear, any number of things I'm going to need, Ritz crackers, whatever the case may be, the nickels and dimes from those purchases will go into my Acorns account, and then it'll start magically investing in stuff that I don't need to look at, such as every company in the world that is not a submarine company, diversifying my bonds, you see. And whatever it's called. And then the line goes up. The line goes up. And guess what I do? I go down beneath the sea. We diverge, me and the line. And then the line continues to go up. I come out of the sea and the line is sky high and I retire. Because
you're
I
like
add
if
my...
Poseidon was a shrewd businessman.
Yeah, it's like if Poseidon could ever retire instead of being cursed to be in charge of the ocean forever.
Yeah, that's a shitty job.
I mean, it's a lot better than other
being
jobs.
Being Poseidon?
I think so.
I mean, it sucks now because we've dumped like plastic and oil
and
shit.
And you know
over.
What else we've dumped? A lot of fucking cocaine.
So it's not true. So bad. It's got pros and cons.
Yeah. This is
having
the,
a good time.
This is the primo open plan office, man.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
If you're Poseidon, you know, you just roll with it. Some days are better than others.
Is Poseidon Nick Nolte?
Yeah, Poseidon, listen.
Can't prove he's not.
He's got a temper.
Who gets more square grouper than Poseidon? Poseidon's like, yeah, I was going to pay for a timeshare. Just going to sell this with a friend. He knows a guy.
Sorry, was square grouper a metaphor for something?
Do you not know what square grouper is?
No.
Okay.
I just figured you meant those like fish sandwiches that had the square fish plank.
This is where I get to flex a little Florida man on you.
Square grouper. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, square grouper is the term for any bale of marijuana, occasionally cocaine, but usually marijuana, thrown overboard or out of a plane with the feds in tow.
Oh, that's sure. Adorable.
So people just find it and then, you know, you sell it and, you know, make a little extra cash. I had a coworker who paid for his wedding with square grouper that they found off the coast in Miami. That's right. So square grouper. Nobody gets more square grouper and the investment capital they're in than Poseidon. But Poseidon, notoriously bad with money, which means he needs acorns.com as much as anyone. Poseidon, get on it.
Square grouper, Florida's least endangered species, I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else literally is an endangered species
sure.
in Florida. Humans, yep. Rats, anything living except for square grouper.
I did like that there, I shouldn't say like, because this sucks, that there was a over Easter, several, I think dozen or maybe 100 homes in, what was it, Manatee County, had to be evacuated over Easter weekend because a wastewater facility was starting to rupture and they needed people to leave before there was shit in their homes.
Happy Easter. It is risen.
It is risen.
How many countries did you say this Michigan gentleman was part of a drug ring that was distributing to?
170. Is that a problem?
That's what. Hater, you got a problem with that? 15.
All I know 15. Is that I'm on the homefieldapparel.com FAQ, and when it says the question, do you ship internationally? The answer, yes, full stop. So I have to assume that the good people at homefieldapparel.com selling, I must emphasize, a fully legal product have fucking done laps around this drug ring. So come at us, drug rings of the world.
Wow.
Homefield does business better than you ever will, and they do it not poisoning the youth, not ruining our society, but swaddling them in comfortable, well-designed, super wonderful sweatshirts and t-shirts. That's what they do.
First you get the Zot shirts, then you get the money.
And then you get more Zot shirts.
Then you get more Zot shirts. That's
more
really
Zot shirts. It is a vicious cycle.
It is an AB production here, okay? ABAP.
Yeah. AB.
More money, more Zot shirts.
Homefield did announce that season 2 of Big New Saturday is coming. I don't actually know if I know anybody that's in any of the schools that they're unveiling, but if it's anything like last Big New Saturday season where we had, let's see, there was Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, Missouri. What are the other name folks that I'm forgetting from Vanderbilt?
So you're saying win some, lose some.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. Yeah. So you can't listen. I think it would be fine and good if you wanted to use your offer code FULLCAST to get 20% off your first order. That said, if you decide to hold on to it for Big News Saturday, I will understand that and bless that as well, because you'll still get 20% off your first order. And again, everything Homefield sells is more legal than international cocaine. to be fair, that's not on the website, but I assume that it's true.
I want one imaginary. All right, we want several imaginary schools on Homefield, I imagine. Because we've already had.
We have a number of imaginary. Florida State's already on Homefield.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of imaginary schools.
You know, sure. Knightham University, right? And we also have Florida State. And
it's a great joke.
Yeah. And there is one more I would like to put on the list that I got from a recent viewing of Lego Batman.
with my kids, and that's Harvard for police. That's I would like to see Harvard for police shirts on home field. So Connor, let's get to it. Copyright
isn't
be
that
damned.
Just Kentucky?
Harvard for police. I think that's Notre Dame, like by running gag. It should be Harvard for police.
Oh, now you want to keep continuity. Okay.
Yeah, now.
God damn it.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
I know.
I'm with you. I just don't know how to respond to my own failure.
I feel like you'd be used to it by now.